colored eye. Extra!
Sales red meat. That's what it is. Red meat that you can take out into the street 1 minute after you hear it and turn it into money.
In a New York minute?
No, actually, Jenny, in a Jersey minute. And today's Sell or Die Extra is brought to you by...
Jeffrey, what's that in your coffee cup?
What do you think it is, Jen? It's Death Wish coffee. It's the only coffee I drink. Death Wish is the world's strongest coffee, and the world's strongest salesperson needs the world's strongest coffee.
Jeffrey and I drink it, and diehards, you need to be drinking it too. It'll help you wake up and smell the order forms. They have 100% no bullshit money back guarantee, so go get your first bag or first box of K-Cups of the world's strongest coffee at deathwishcoffee.com.
So what does an order form smell like?
In my opinion, the single biggest mistake that most people make when they're going to a networking meeting is they continue to talk to or only talk to the three people in the room that they know. Like, what? You came here to meet other people. Why are you talking to the three people you know? What's the go to a bar. Go to a restaurant. You don't need to be at a networking event to do that, you know? So if you're going to make the effort to go to a networking event or a meeting or whatever, make it a point to find five people that you don't know that you want to talk to.
Right. Or team up with your friends. So if you are going to go and talk with your friends, then, you know, doesn't it make sense to kind of have a plan to say, you be my wingman.
Exactly.
And you introduce me to the people that you just met, and I'll introduce you to the people that I just met. Hey, by the end of the day, you know, we'll have 15 or 20 new contacts.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I love that.
And use that as the opportunity to rave about the person, rave about your wingman, right?
Or your net wing.
Your net wing. Oh,
your net wing.
There you go.
Nice.
I'm gonna write that down.
She's writing it down in Sharpie.
Yes,
red Sharpie. I love it.
It's in red Sharpie. It's indelible. It's not
your
going
net
anywhere.
Wing. I freaking
permanent.
Love that. Wait, I came up with that.
Copyright that thing as quickly as possible.
Absolutely. All right.
I mean, so you even call out the fact. Say, look, I'm with Christy, and we're at a networking event. And Christy says, you know what? Jeff's really awkward. And rather than make him make an uncomfortable joke, I'm just going to tell you three things that I love about doing a podcast with Jeff. Here you are, right?
Yeah.
And she's going to struggle for that third one, but one and two will come pretty quickly. And then we're off and we're running. And then
are you saying that's what she could say to a stranger?
I'm saying that's exactly what she could say to a stranger at a networking event, right? And then after 3 minutes or whatever it is, you know, one of us can break that conversation off, because there's always that moment where it's like, okay, you know, and you're like, you know what? We're here to meet people, not to talk people that we already know. And I've already known you for 3 minutes. So let's continue this next week at such and such time at such and such coffee shop or whatever. And we're off. And then the next thing we have to do, I'm going to go introduce Christy to somebody. And I'm going to say, you know what? Christy really has the best laugh that you've ever heard on a podcast. And if you haven't heard on a podcast, you need to subscribe. And hopefully she'll do it right there. It's proof right in the pudding.
Oh,
and
hashtag laugh wars.
Oh,
there
yeah.
it goes. Wait a second. What am I missing about Laugh Wars?
I have the best
totally
podcast laugh.
Oh, I didn't realize I was opening that can.
We can share the podium, Jen.
All right. Fair.
You are
fair.
The thought leader. I didn't realize you were the laugh leader. Our laugh leader for June.
You know, I love opening it up and introducing your friend. I also, one of my strategies is to ask about the other person. People love to talk about themselves. And when you get them talking about themselves, they feel more comfortable because they know themselves. And it's easy for someone to talk about themselves. And so, and I think sometimes it's harder for other people to build that connection and ask you about you if they're not accustomed to doing it. And so what I do is I just am genuinely curious about the other person. And I want to know, like, okay, they're at a networking event. Who are they looking to meet? What are they hoping for? What do they do? Where are they from? Like, you know, so maybe we can build some rapport. How can I help them? And those are some of the biggest things that I want to find out, because if I can help them, I make a friend. And if I make a friend, I make a connection. And hopefully it's a lifelong connection and we can help each other down the road.
So Jen, how do you feel like you grew up being able to network effectively, or is this something that you learned along the way?
I think it's something I learned along the way, just having a genuine interest in other people and wanting to know more about them and wanting to help them, because the key to networking is giving. But I got way better at networking as I started doing it every week. Okay, the key to getting great at something is practicing it. And so if you want to be a great networker and you want to meet lots of people and you want to build your network, go network. You know, there's people who say, like, I'm a bad networker. Well, how often do you go to networking meetings? So for 3 years of my life, I attended a networking meeting, and I can tell you I missed less than, I don't know, probably 7 or 8 times a year. Okay, so imagine every week. So I'm going 40 something times a week on a consistent basis networking, plus I'm visiting other networking groups. So it's probably 2 to 3 times a week, maybe 4 times a week. I was going to networking events for 3 years. That's a lot of networking events. So if you want to become great at networking, start networking.
This has been a Seller Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to thegittimerlearningacademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to gittimerlearningacademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher and come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for: make more sales.